have my silence. I can hear you, but I'm afraid to be near you, and I don't know where to begin. And I don't know where to begin. Somewhere in the desert, there's a forest and an acre before us, but I don't know where to begin. But I don't know where to begin. Again, I lost my strength completely. Oh, be near me, tired old mare with the wind in your hair. Amethyst and flowers on the table. Is it real or a fake? Just a fantasy, 'cause the unknown's pulling me. We could leave this space, freedom ours to chase. What if I escape with you?
WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you enjoy the little set that I have for today.
When I push, I feel good. When I pull, I feel good. When I push, 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 push. When I push, I feel good. When I pull, I feel good. When I push, 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 push.
Today's PSA is a public service message from the EFF. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can be readily searched by anybody holding it. and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is no, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you. Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org.
Let's go.